Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've heard a lot of stuff today about, you know, the way that the season ended, how disappointing it was for the players, and how what is going to happen, you know, from this point on, heading into spring training. How do you guys go about trying to sort of, I guess, put whatever broke at the end of the year back together from an offensive standpoint?
Yeah, I don't know. You look at it, and it's hard to put a finger on what really happened. And, you know, I think that we all know that we have a really good group in this clubhouse. And we all know that we're really talented, and we know what we're capable of. So I think that we're all really determined. You know, it left a bad taste in our mouth after, you know, pretty much that last week where we just didn't play our best baseball. And left a bad taste in our mouth, and I think we're all ready to come back and put this thing back together in spring training.
Do you do anything specific to try to put the season behind you?
You know, I think that there's things that you don't want to put behind you, but you know, some guys do the vacations. You know, you go and whatever it is, but you want to. Relive a little bit of that this season, just to have that taste. Like I said, you still want to have. You know, I can think about the season like it was yesterday, where you know, you think about things that didn't go right and how you want to learn from them and make them make improvements. So, but like you said, like too, you do have to put the season behind you a little bit and turn the page to be focused on this next one as well.
So, at what point do you start being able to put it behind you? Is it spring training? Is it this event? Is it Cubs convention? Does it happen before then?
I mean, I'd say it happens probably before. You know, you probably really think about it for like that first month after that season's done, and then, you know, that's kind of like just to decompress, like think about what the year was like that whole year, and then you know, whatever it is, think about it. You know, you take a few key points, and then you start working on things.
So one of the things that did happen in your off season, of course, is that you got engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So can you tell us how you did it?
Yeah, well, I had the whole day planned out, and, you know, we were going to go see a play, go to the zoo, and then go to dinner.
Oh, that's incredible.
And
What was the play?
Play was Christmas Carol.
Nice.
And it all went good until we got to the zoo, and the line was like 2.5 hours long, and I started panicking because I'm like, by the time we get in there, there won't be enough time to, like, see her do everything. I'm like, shoot. So then she didn't want to wait in the line. It was cold. So then I was like, okay. And, you know, I thought quick on the feet. We went to a park. Had a nice overview look at the river into Kentucky. And did it right there. Asked her to marry me. Except, like, I was panicking, like, sweating profusely.
So
like,
was it
scared.
A 2.5 hour line to get into the zoo?
Yes.
I've never heard
wow.
of such a thing.
Yeah, well, it was the day before Christmas Eve, so.
Okay. The zoo lights.
That's that a thing?
Yeah,
oh, I guess zoo lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that were fine. I get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, when things happen in the NL Central, like you see Paul Goldschmidt going to St. Louis, and you see the Reds trading for Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp. Do you guys, I know that you guys are confident in your team. When you see other teams in the Central making moves to improve, how does it affect you as a player, or does it?
It doesn't really affect you as a player at all. I think that it makes me excited. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's, you know, it's just another piece to the challenge. You know what I mean? You know, obviously teams have added pieces in the Central, and, you know, they want to be where we're at. You know, teams want to be where we're at, where we're having long, you know, success holding down NL Central. And, you know, we're going to keep doing that. But, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, a fun challenge this year.
We are talking to Kyle Schwarber here at Cubs Convention. And obviously with the change in hitting coaches, what does that mean for you?
I know Post from the minor leagues, so you know, Post is great. Post is very, you know, he's very, hands off isn't the right word to say. You know, he's very, you know, he wants to talk to you and wants to know what you want to do. And then you formulate that plan of, okay, let's let me hear what you want to do. Okay, you want to accomplish this, this, this. Let's figure out ways to do that. And then we'll do that besides, you know, doing other things. Wish all the best to Chili Davis. I like Chili. And he's going to have a good job over with New York Mets. So wish him all the best. But really looking forward to getting with Post here.
You know, we asked Ben Zobrist this question. How do you use a hitting coach? In an era when so many guys have their own swing coaches, how does a guy, you know, come into a club with all these different guys who are maybe listening to different people, and how do you use him to prepare for any given game?
Yeah, you know, well, a lot of it's informational-based now. I feel like being a coach right now, you gotta be able to take in so much information and try to put it on a piece of paper for players to understand. And you know, you have to go out, look at all these percentages of this guy used his fastball this percent of the time, whatever, blah, 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 and try to make it, you know, simple enough for us to take it in but not think about it. You know what I mean?
So last season your walks were up, your strikeouts were down. So how do you continue to work on, like, how having patience at the plate?
You know, just going to be more consistent. You know, I think that's the thing that I'm trying to work at right now is being consistent. And, you know, obviously I want the strikeouts to go down. You know, I felt like that I could have driven more runs last year. I felt like, you know, there are some things I could have done better. You know, there was a lot of good things to look at, but, you know, I felt like there's still a lot of things to improve here.
Do you pay attention to your stats even during the season, after the season?
No, not really. You know, I think that it's more just of a, you know, because deep down you know what you want to do, and you know, we hold ourselves to very high standards. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, obviously one, it's baseball. You know, we want to win baseball games. That's my number one thing. I want to go out and win baseball games. I feel like I could have done more to help the Chicago Cubs win more games.
So if you feel, Kyle, like you can do more, where do you start in the off season? I mean, obviously, you know, there's situations where guys have to completely retool their swing, but, you know, you're probably not in that situation. So how do you identify, you know, the few things that you want to work on in the off season?
You know, I think you have to reflect. You have to have that time to reflect on what that season was like and what you felt like you struggled on, and then figure out the correct solution and then go with that solution. So, you know, like for me, like I want to have my barrel be more flat through the zone. You know, not flat, but I want it to be through the zone for a long time. And so, you know, just trying to find plans that'll work out to that.
So we have a couple people asking on the text line about catching.
Yes.
Is that something you would want to do? Let's say that, you know, they said, yeah, you can catch all you want. Would you want to?
I miss catching. I do miss catching. Catching was a lot of fun. And I mean, I was a catcher growing up. I was a catcher in high school. I was a catcher in college. Catcher in the minor leagues.
At Indiana University, yeah. No less.
Exactly.
I don't know who else went there.
And, and you know, then I'm trying to think of, you know, like where it went wrong, where, you know, I think it was the knee injury, really, was what, you know, ended the career of my catching, because, you know, we're afraid of, you know, some things to happen in there, go wrong. So, but I do miss it, and, you know, it's like that little baby that you just want to keep holding on to, but you gotta let it go. You know, it's like their 18-year-old kid that you just gotta let go sometimes. So, you know, that's the way I feel. I miss it, but, you know, I'm full and now I'm filled down.
Well, speaking of you know, holding on to things, you've had the same walk-up song for quite some time. You use Thuggish Ruggish Bone.
Oh, I love it.
When you guys have when you guys have a season like last year, do you foresee a mass change in the walk-up music? Is that something that you guys will try to use to?
I don't know. I feel like I should pull that on, like, Twitter or something, see, like, if the people want it to change.
Yeah, maybe. Although Twitter is not a great place to get a good opinion of anything.
What should I use, then?
I don't know.
I love it. I love it too.
But I'm just saying, if you're superstition wise, if you're trying to mix it up, change it.
I mean, most of the time you do walk up music. You know, it's a combination of, you know, yourself. You think of the fans, and you think if it's going to mix well. You know what I mean?
You put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a lot of thought in the walk up song. So,
You could be like Rizzo and have four different songs.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It gets a little complicating, though. Yeah. It's a little complicated.
I feel like that's something he would like more. He would like the complicatedness of it. So
we can do a Twitter poll. We can set it up.
Yeah. We'll set up a Twitter poll right now.
Speaking of Rizzo, any good stories from the wedding?
No, it was elegant. I'll just say that. It was very pretty, very, you know, it was done right.
Yeah.
And I was very, you know, like, just very happy for both of them. Can't wait for things that are going to be coming forward to them, and very excited for them.
I wish I could take a honeymoon as long as his.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Man. We're talking with Kyle Schwarber out here at the Cubs convention. Kyle, one of the things I've been waiting to ask a whole bunch of players about this weekend is there's been a lot of talk about banning the shift. Can you foresee this happening, and what do you think about it?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not a fan of the shift, obviously, because
no.
I'm left-handed. But, you know, my point is that, you know, you can't shift a right-handed hitter in the short left field. But you can shift a left-handed hitter in the short right field.
Yeah. So what if the rule is you got to have two players on each side of the bag?
That's fine. I don't care. You know, I don't. You know, I think that they should just be on the dirt. You know, like that should be a first step to where, you know, keep guys outfield grass, because, you know, guys are, you know, you see Riz, you see me, Jay Hay, all these guys, you know, you hit some one seed, one hop rockets that, you know, are just outs. And, you know, it sucks, but I don't know. I just think that I'm not saying I would like the shift to be. I would personally.
I think it's okay. You
have
can say
the shift
it.
There. I know. I would personally not like to have the shift, but it's part of the game. You know, you got to accept it.
So, but if they do ban the shift, what do you have to not think about that necessarily when you're in the box?
What? What are you saying? Don't think about it?
Yeah, like, do you not think as much about launch angle because you're not trying to hit over the shift?
No,
or is there anything that you can kind of leave
behind?
You
don't really even think about it. You know, like, when you're in the plate, you're at the plate. You know, you're just stepping in there to hit. You know, I think that's, you know, that wouldn't change much.
Okay, so when you are at the plate, and when, I mean, you've hit some extremely memorable home runs, do you remember the moment of that actual hit? Or does it kind of black out?
Like,
of the World Series home run, or the one you hit in the Allegheny.
Yeah. I mean, those are all, like, key moments of, like, you know, like I'll never forget the moment when I hit the home run in the Allegheny against Pittsburgh. Like, that was just a very cool moment because you're in a big spot. I'll never forget hitting on top of the scoreboard at Wrigley, you know?
Yeah.
Like, those are things that you're never going to forget. You know, like, those moments are just, you know, priceless.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got a bunch of texters texting in here. We've got a guy who wants to know if you've ever played against Mitch Trubisky. I'm not sure if he's talking about football or...
I haven't played against Mitch Trubisky.
I don't know why that question came in. I've been trying to figure it out, but I thought maybe there was something I just wasn't aware of.
No, I don't think I played against Mitch Trubisky.
And, wow, somebody else says, if Kyle's walk-up music is not Thuggish Ruggish Bone next year, I will boycott. Wow.
That might be your answer right there.
Yeah, I might keep... I'm going to be keeping that, then.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, so what are you looking forward to as you guys head into spring training? What are your first couple weeks there like?
You know, I try to get out there a little bit early just to get accustomed to the time change and waking up early, getting your schedule set, because, you know, it's a big routine once you get out there. You know, you got pretty much the same schedule each day. And, you know, so getting to that routine. But once spring starts, you know, you work out in the morning, you know, go to the cage, hit, stretch, throw, team, you know, do our team stuff, and then we're out for the game. So
when you're looking at the start of a season, do you like being underdog, favored, and do you pay attention to any of that?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I think that you know, I think that we got a pretty good team. You know, it doesn't, you know, I think that we're always going to be favorites until something else is proven to us, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, we got to give a big thank you to Kyle Schwarber for being here to join us. How about a big round of applause for Kyle?
Thank you.
Kyle, it was great talking to you. Best of luck this season. We'll all be cheering for you.
Very
it's
much.
Nice to see you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.